This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ted Bromond, who is the Margaret Thatcher Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his insight and analysis on the decision by the Obama administration to scrap plans to build a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe, specifically the Czech Republic and Poland. The president says he has a different strategy which will actually be more effective and less costly. And Ted, thanks very much for your time today.
Real glad to be here, Greg. Thanks a lot.
Wide divergence of reaction on this. Some say the president is making this country weaker. Others say, no, he's actually bringing us more into the 21st century at a lower price tag. What was your reaction to the news today and his explanation of it?
Well, this is a really terrible decision the president has made. We should bear in mind that the missile defense system the president has just scrapped was unanimously endorsed by NATO a year ago and has been pursued through previous administrations with immense technological success and advancement. It was the proven, the cost-effective system that the president has demanded to see, and he has now left this country in a position where it will have no protection from long-range Iranian nuclear ballistic missiles.
And that's what he focused on today, was the short and medium-range missiles that he says Europe could be hit with, but he believes other land and sea-based missile defense mechanisms would be more effective. Talk about the long range and why that didn't seem to come up today, do you think?
Well, it's difficult to know why the long range didn't come up, except the clear answer that he doesn't really have a plan for it. The plan to deal with the long range Iranian threat was the system he has just scrapped. Now, it's a very good idea to protect Europe and American forces in Europe from short and medium range ballistic missiles, and there are plans already underway to do that. But he has scrapped the only proven and cost-effective system that can deal with any long-range threat. Right now, he simply has no alternative, and his approach is simply to deny that there is a problem.
Some are also saying here, Ted, that the real reason for this can be summed up in one word, and that word is Russia. Vladimir Putin and now the president there, Medvedev, have been staunchly opposed to the construction of this missile shield, and perhaps the administration is believing that they can strengthen ties with the Russians. Do you believe that's a critical factor, and do you think that that potentially stronger relationship is worth it in any way?
It's undoubtedly a critical factor in their decision. It's an immensely misconceived idea. The Russians have already pointed out that they don't want to do anything to help us with the Iranian nuclear program, which they are responsible in part for funding and for creating with their own advanced technology from which they profit. So they really have no interest in helping us out in Iran, and they've made that perfectly clear. Fundamentally, this is not, as far as the Russians are concerned, about missile defense. This is about trying to reverse the end of the Cold War and to bring Poland, the Czech Republic, and Eastern Europe more back into the Russian orbit. This missile defense system was not aimed at Russia. It could not have stopped Russian missiles. It had nothing to do with Russia, and they know that perfectly well. The only thing that it did pose was a political threat to the independence of Poland and Czech Republic, because it gave them the possibility of aligning with NATO inside the American-led alliance instead of siding forcibly or partially with Russia. That's the thing that Russia wanted to eliminate, and by eliminating this missile defense system, the administration has played into the Russian hands politically.
And what's the impact now on the Czech Republic and Poland? A lot of the leaders who were there, and I guess some are still there from when this was hammered out with the Bush administration a couple of years ago, are kind of frustrated by it. Others know that there was a lot of pressure from Russia, so they weren't all that excited about it. But how does this impact our relationship with the Czech Republic and Poland specifically?
This is going to have a devastating impact. We have shown that we are unwilling to take political decisions, strategic decisions, that would benefit us, would benefit NATO, and would benefit and protect them politically, and of course militarily, from the Iranian threat. We have shown ourselves to be an unreliable ally to Poland and the Czech Republic, and other nations are going to coordinate their policies accordingly. We gain nothing by this decision except a vain effort to appease Russia, which is led increasingly in a totalitarian, authoritarian, threatening and bellicose manner towards all of its neighbors.
So what kind of policy choices do you think we're likely to see from those Eastern European countries now?
Well, the first thing they're going to do is they are going to turn even more closely to the European Union and specifically, of course, to Germany, the nearest Western-aligned power that's in their neighborhood, and they're going to move away from the United States. If we are ever in a situation, as we were again in the Iraq War, when we need Eastern European support against nations such as France and Germany, who are less inclined to see the world our way, we're probably not going to get it anymore. If we need forces on the ground, and Poland in particular, also the Czech Republic, but especially Poland, have been very valiant in contributing in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Why should they do that to help us out now? More broadly, we're going to see a slow effort by Poland and the Czech Republic to reduce their commitments and their promises towards the United States and to increase those partly towards the European Union, but also partly towards Russia as they attempt to align with new political realities.
I was listening to a press conference with some of the Republicans on Capitol Hill, Ted, and they said that while the cost of the two different systems can be debated, the fact that Obama's plan relies on technology that doesn't exist yet is an indisputable fact. What can you tell us about that?
This is simply a pie-in-the-sky proposal that the president has made. There is no current system that is available that can achieve the things that the missile defense system he has just canceled could achieve. We have had many successful tests of the current system, primarily over the Pacific Ocean. It has an amazing record of technological achievement and reliability. It is the only system that can achieve these ends on his own measures, that of cost effectiveness and timeliness. Now, no one is going to criticize the idea of defending against short and medium range missiles, but that is simply an entirely different program. It has nothing to do with the system he has just canceled. He has left us unprotected against the Iranian nuclear threat, and a threat which is advancing far, far faster than he is willing to admit. For example, the International Atomic Energy Agency has just in the last few minutes released its report saying that Tehran has the ability to make a nuclear bomb and is on the way to developing a missile system able to carry an atomic warhead. In February, they orbited a satellite. That is ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile technology, that they have right now. This is not some long-distance threat. This is one that's close to us and getting closer all the time.
And, Ted, from what we've gathered today from the president's statement and even apparently something that the vice president has said, is that the threat of an Iranian missile strike, they consider it to be less than it was. Given what you just said, it doesn't seem to wash real well. What do you make of their contention that an Iranian missile strike, even with or without a nuclear warhead, isn't all that likely?
Well, they have no basis for saying that. The International Atomic Energy Agency says they're wrong. Germany says they're wrong. France, for crying out loud, says they're wrong. Now, when we have a situation when France and Germany say that Iran is developing a nuclear program and ballistic missile technology that poses a serious threat to them and ourselves, and we say, oh, no, it's not true, isn't it amazing that we now have in this country an administration that is less concerned about the security and safety of the United States than the French and the Germans are? I just find that absolutely inconceivable.
Ted, it's certainly generating a lot of controversy today. We'll see what happens from here. Thank you very much for your time and your insight.
Thanks very much, Greg.
Ted Broman is the Margaret Thatcher Senior Research Fellow in the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.